Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, everybody. Y'all come on in the room. We got a little struggle going on, but not really. Just a little bit. We got to sit right. It's okay. We're going to work this out. You ready, Laura Kelly? You ready, girl? I got one earring on, one off. What's really going on? Okay, y'all just come on in the room.
It's one of those mornings.
It's beautiful.
Y'all be patient.
Good morning, Fairy D. Robinson of the Most High. How are you? Good morning to our studio audience. Welcome. We're so excited. And good morning to our Blog Talk Radio listeners. We're so amazingly excited today because, you know, while we do it, Laura had a reset. Laura phone reset while she's trying to go live. Y'all know that's technology. We talk about it all the time. Laura, your head looks so tall. What's going on?
I'm sorry, guys.
Laura, you got to turn it around, Laura. What you?
No, my phone turned off.
Again? Oh, y'all, just bear with us. Pray for us this morning. Let me wave with Fairy D. How you doing this morning, Fairy?
Y'all come in the room. Yeah. Grab your coffee, your drink.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do for just a second. We're going to take a moment to stop. Because it's way too much. Y'all could have, Lord, you could have told me I had a lot of shine going on, but.
Okay.
Yeah. But this is what a whole night of rain does. Puts you in the chill mood to, you know, you kind of shift and your mind kind of shut in and you're like, ooh.
I know when my niece and Jackie kind of say, I'm just in the rain. I'm liking slow motion.
It's beautiful. So we got some new phone stands. We don't really. What? I forgot to take my ring off. Because I just hung up 2 minutes before the show. Okay? Okay, so let me see if I can do this without hanging everybody up. Let's see what's up. Okay, because we don't need the ringer ringing the rest of the day. But can y'all over here on to our Facebook familia, of course, say, and friends, can y'all remind me to turn my ringer off before we go off there? Just say, Pastor Marlo, turn your ringer off. Because it'll be off the rest of the day. And I'm saying, ain't nobody called me. What's going on? You got
well,
it, Laura.
I guess my point.
What's going on, Laura?
Well, every time I try to go live, it's
Oh, there it is. Hey, are you live? Oh, you haven't hit live.
No, I haven't.
Okay. Y'all give us 5 minutes. Let's just talk about it. Come on in the room. I just thank God for each and every one of you guys showing up. There you go, Laura. You are live now. Yes. Yes. We're so excited about it. Fairy, I know you're a prayer warrior. Pray with me. Okay.
And,
wow.
This is where
it's got
tested.
Here we go.
There we go.
We can test and try. Hey, Laura's family. How y'all doing this morning? We're so excited. But nonetheless, we want to say good morning again to everyone. And I'm trying to sit back and do what we do. And I was asking Laura last night, I don't know, because, you know, after you've done 6 years of shows, it comes to a point, America, that you'd be like, did we teach that already? So this is what God said to me. Even if you taught it, it's time to teach it again because it's time for the people of God to understand what His Word will do in your life. So we're just excited about it. What? Okay, don't knock it over. Okay, yeah. This is crazy. So, Laura, have you changed your people? Okay, you got that. Okay. Because you know how you helped me last week? I'm trying to help you.
Yeah, thanks. That's what we're
saying. We're so excited. So, Dalisa, I wanted to see if I could borrow your phone for a minute because I want to play this anthem song for everyone to know how serious we are about the Lord works when you work it. Okay, I didn't even open my Bible yet for the notes, but what I do want to do this morning, oh, Laura Kelly, I have your autographed book. Yes, Papa Jack. Okay, Papa Jack, when you look, just reach right in my bag like there's a book. It's a book hanging in my bag, the blue bag. See that book? Thank you, Papa Jack. So very much. Can you give this for Laura Kelly? Laura Kelly has her signed autograph book, and we're so excited about it. You know, y'all pray for us because I'm like.
It's fine. Laura, she wrote me a letter. I love it.
And all the other books that you guys purchased on my website, we are mailing those books out this week. I want to say today, but y'all know when you say today, something happens, and then I don't want to be saying stuff that ain't real. But they will go out this week. And it could be very well be today, you know. So I'm trying to find Papa Jack's YouTube. Okay. Help me out, Papa Jack, so we can go ahead and get Carmen. Yeah, we got a late, but I was doing something before the show. I probably shouldn't been doing it, but I should have been doing it. Okay? I was having a great time. Thank you, Papa Jack. Okay.
Yes, Danielle watching. Mary, Josie.
Good morning, everybody.
For this is the day
that the Lord has made.
We will rejoice.
Yes, and be glad.
Yes.
So, let me tell you about the rejoice. Can I tell you about this rejoice? I would be up. We on the bar stool. Okay. And the word rejoice means, the word rejoice means to jump up. And spin around. Okay. I really want to do it so bad, but I'm trying to do 15 things. I got a text from the amazing man of the Most High. Okay, so I'm trying to, I can't even think. America, y'all better help me out. Can y'all preach for us this morning? But go ahead, Lord, start the show.
Buenos días, juntos a toda la familia. Le damos gracias a Dios por cada uno de ustedes alrededor del mundo. God bless everyone that's tuning in and watching around the world. For we know we got people from Nueva York, we got people watching from Pakistan, we got people watching from Nuevo Laredo, Reynosa, Mexico, and City Chapel in the house.
What?
Valentina Nicole is watching, tuning in, and just thank you so much, y'all. It's been a blessing and such an honor to be here, you know, in unity with the Holy Spirit, with my twin sister, and just sharing the good news.
The good news.
Because it is the good news, and the Word of God is alive. He loves us, and we're being purified every day. That's what I know, every day. We do something in our hearts, in our spirit, but He's faithful, you know, and I'm just thankful for what He's doing, what He's getting ready to do, for what's going on. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We love you so much.
We do.
Share the video, y'all, because there's so much going on around the world. There's so much negativity. But this here is the good news.
Yes, it
is. Right? And we're learning, growing, and knowing.
What?
And I just thank God for the opportunity.
Me too. Thanks,
yes.
Lord.
Yes.
So I pray that we're getting our rhythm back and catching back up. Because, you know, the thing about the pandemic, it's kind of like we just all shut down overnight. You know? But doing the reset and the recalibration, it's just kind of taking a minute for us to get our flow back. But it's okay, because this time has been really amazing that we understand that sometimes things have to be shut down. Sometimes they do. And then we have to learn to pick out what's good in the shutdown. You know, not always focus on the bad. And it's a lot of awful things that have happened during this time of pandemic. But we have to still, in diverse times, count it all joy. You know, and a lot of times we don't really know how to get back into that place. But if we stay in the faith of God, if we stay on our knees, we hear things better, we see it better, and we definitely understand it better. You know, and I just thank God for that. But you have to want it, though. You have to have a full desire to say, Lord, you know what, I don't understand. But I know that your ways are higher. That's Isaiah 55:8-9. You know, and his ways are higher than the earth is from the heavens, you know. And our ways are nothing compared to God's ways.
Yeah.
And we always want what we want when we want it. And God's like, that's not for you, but I want it. Like my little skyscraper. And
we throw the tantrum.
Yeah. But when God moved those things and you get in the face of God and you be like, oh.
And another thing, I've been telling God, I don't like it. But then everything has a purpose for His kingdom. It's all kingdom work, and for His kingdom, for Him to be glorified. And I'm like, okay,
He's going to do that.
And I thank God for that, because, you know how you get the memories, the new memories last year, 2 years ago? And I just want to give God glory, because as I'm watching some of the memories, and God reminds me when we started in the other room, the Holy Temple Mansion, even if there was two or three of us, and I would see Khalid's face right there
in the hallway.
And I was like, she's always been here with us, you know, and I know it's all people united in Christ Jesus and her sisters, and she's always smiling, sitting there, and then I'm like, after even this COVID-19 epidemic, she's still right here, sitting down and smiling, her and Jack, and it just blesses me, because when I watch Kelly Lane, Warrior Nation, for those who know who Kelly and Jane is, she said that she started, when she started doing the recording and the closet and the house and the car, and then she said she started with 20 people, but at the end there was only 2 or 3 with her. I mean, of course now she has more than 2 or 3, but it was 6 years profit. So God had to remind me, because God keeps telling me that our latter days will be great.
Yeah, you better know it. Woo!
Because not everybody that started is going to finish.
They not.
Because, of course, a lot of people sometimes can have other times,
yeah,
other places to go to, you know? But it just blesses me to see those that are. Yes! And at least in Jack, I just want to say I love you.
Amen. I mean, it's just like, what would we do if they did it? I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about America. But I'm just so grateful for this day, because it truly is the day that the Lord has made. And we really got to understand what that really means instead of, and we talk to, you know, Christ followers, Christians, which we just start doing these words of God like cliche. It's like, it don't like really mean, it, you know, you don't understand the depth of what it really means. You know, so when we say today is the day, because y'all be like, we animated, but really, yeah, I can't tell you for real how we really are, right, Laura, that the Lord has made, because it really is. But if you say rejoice, if you're not jumping up, spinning around, then you ain't really glad.
And also, I want to thank God for everybody that's tuning in. We have Gary
Wilkinson.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brother
Julia,
Gary.
From When We Love Ministry.
Yes.
Organization. He's going to come join us in the show, right,
Gary? Brother Gary, when?
Tuesday. We're still waiting for you to call us, so we can talk about When We Love Organization and all the great things that God's doing there.
Amen. Amen.
Boy, I love you. And Tomasa Tucker from Temple,
morning,
Texas.
Good
just
morning.
All of y'all that's tuning in.
Good morning, brother.
Glory to God. And we thank y'all. We thank y'all so much that we're all familia and we're learning, growing, and knowing.
Yeah.
Amen.
And we keep growing.
And we keep growing.
So I hope y'all ready for the word. Let me see if I can work my Jack phone. I hope it ain't no clothes and all that. Okay. Always. So I'm just so excited about what God is doing in our lives, in the lives of people. God is who He says He is. And you got to believe it. So, okay, this song is by Donna Lawrence. I want y'all to go to your YouTube today and hear what God is saying. And let me, since I didn't type it in, we don't own the rights to the music. But the power is in what we say. So the title today is The Word Work. When you work it!
Woo!
Because listen, we just one word away. Y'all know, when y'all need to come to the house of glory, because we don't play with this right here. We be so close. And I'm telling you, when we come out of this place, it's we never really come out. All the things that God has for me, they say, hey, Marlo, they show up, right, Laura? So if you want it, you can possess it, but you got to confess it. That's what's so amazing, isn't it? Because speak the word. Up to work the word. I'm excited about it. God is so good. So listen, y'all, for real, go to your YouTube, listen to this if you ain't already got it in your playlist. Hear what God is saying to you and be encouraged, because greatness is all over you, and I'm so excited about it. Yes! Woo! So, I'm telling you, every day of the week, 365, this is what's up, right, Laura? We ain't playing with it, America. So, y'all just listen to this. Woo! It's all about what we're speaking, it's all about what we believe in, and it's all about what we're achieving, right, Laura? One word away. Come on now. Get you one. What, Papa Jack? Get you one. Get you one. Woo! One word. But I'm 3,573 away. I don't know about y'all, but I'm so excited. But listen, we encourage you to just get one. I speak. It's all about what you speak, America. I speak. What you speaking today? So listen, I'm so excited about it. I want y'all to get close today. We're going to challenge you today. I'm going to turn this down because we got to teach you. I'm so serious because I want to get up and run and leave y'all right here. That's what I want to do. And when I come back, y'all might be down, y'all might be waiting. I don't know. But hello. And on that note, get you one, because every promise that God has for you will manifest. Let me tell you about this right here. God spoke this in my spirit some years ago. He said, Pastor Marlo, he was not my pastor, but that's who I am. Marlo, you will become a number one best-selling author. Now, I believed it. I'm telling you. When God spoke it to me, I believed it. I just didn't know when, but I put that over there, and I got busy. I occupied until he came. Because you will be there. I didn't know it, but that's kind of an unbelievable thing when you ain't never wrote nothing. But when God said it, you better believe it. And see, we just bragging on God. This ain't about me. This is about what God says in his word. If he brings you to it, he's going to bring you through it. Mm-hmm. If he gave you a promise, because you know this is a book, a promise. Yeah. If he says you will do it, you just do what you do. Don't be trying to figure it out. You ain't going to never have enough to make it happen. But God got it all. He said he owns the cattle of a thousand hills. And this is my revelation on that word. He didn't even say how many cattle was on each hill. You got to work the word because it works. So here we are today with a number one bestseller, America. Right? And let me tell you how good God is. He will align you right next to Joel Osteen. That's a miracle, but it's the word. And it works when you work it. You got to believe it, though. So, but you also got to feed into it. You got to invest because a lot of people want it to happen, but they don't want to put in. Did you put in on this man? I remember the movie. That's Friday. Did you put in on this man? Did you put in on this man? But you got to put in on this too.
Yes.
You got to put your time, your energy, your love, your intimacy.
Yes.
Can I say that?
Yes.
You got to become intimate with God in order for him to be intimate with you.
Yes.
For him to hear your heart. And we ain't start teaching yet. We just talk about the word because it works when you work it.
Yes. Right.
It works.
Yes.
I'm telling you, but a lot of people don't believe it. But if you're not possessing it, you will not possess it. It's all about what we speak. We all know that the world was created by what God spoke.
Yes.
He spoke it and it came to pass.
Yes.
Woo! If you're not speaking it, you're going to be looking over her rock. Because I'm speaking it, I'm confessing it, and I'm believing it.
Yes.
And I'm bringing it in and I'm walking it out supernaturally. And we got to do it. You know, but in the meantime, in between time, we still have to encourage one another.
Yeah, amen.
We still have to be there for one another.
Yeah.
And whatever their vision is, we gotta get behind them and push them too.
Yeah.
Because it ain't about us. It ain't about me.
That's
it's
right.
About being blessed to be a blessing.
Yeah. That's what we invite others to come in to be part of the show.
Come
Gary
on.
And we're blessed. But right now, I want to sow a seed.
Come on.
Of this book.
Come on, Laura.
This is the Blog Radio, and our number here is
646-668-2247. Yes.
So the next caller right now that calls in right now.
Hallelujah.
And say hi or give us a word of encouragement or whatever the Holy Spirit puts in your heart, I will bless you with the book of Soulful Prayer, which is a powerful
prayers, volume two.
Which is a powerful book, okay? Es un libro poderoso y el que hable ahorita a ese número 646-668-2247. Lo bendicimos con este libro. We will bless you with this book, and then you can buy it. Get it. And we also have some for sale. If you want to bless somebody,
come on,
and then bless somebody. Be a blessing, y'all.
Come on.
Because sometimes people, they're not too sure what to pray. And I mean, even though the Holy Spirit, when you have intimacy, you pray. But this right here is
the book of prayer.
It's a book of prayer. Mm-hmm. And we're learning, y'all.
Yeah.
We can never learn too much. Like, I know nothing, okay? There's so much to be learned. And I thank God that I have a teachable heart.
Amen.
And I'm not ashamed.
Hallelujah.
And I struggle at times. The struggle's real. But you know what? I'm going to get it right.
Yeah, we all do.
Yes. And so call right now, and I'll bless you with one of these books.
And listen, if you don't get through on the phone, because we're working with the Blog Radio, I'm just about to lie. I was looking at my bank account. I said, they couldn't put them on me. But I think, how? What is going on? So, I'm just keeping it real. Come on now. Come on, y'all. Help me out.
Yeah.
Understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, I have a producer of, well, I'm actually a producer, but I got a side producer that's like, can't be visible right now. Okay, they do all the behind the scenes things, trying to get us connected with them so that we can get the phone line open. so that we can communicate, and you guys can do this radio show with us. You know, that's what it's really all about. So if you do call in, you don't get through, let us know that we do call. That's good. And then find a way to come pick up your book. Okay? Now, we do mail the book, that's $5. I'm telling you right now. But you do get the book. That's beautiful. Thank you, Lord, for always being present. But let me tell you where else you can get this book. You can go to themansiononparkrow.com. There is a PayPal link there. You'll see the book. You'll see me. You can get the book, and the book will be shipped out. So feel free to do that as well. But I'm just so excited today. We ain't gotten into the teaching yet.
Yeah. We're led by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, but
so
we just so.
We're not rushing.
Yeah. Because we got nothing but time until Jesus come, America.
Oh,
please know that.
Yes.
You know, and in this season, we've really got to be retaught some things. Because, you know, we thank God for Big Mama and Big Mama Mama and Big Mama Mama Mama. We thank God for that because I'm telling you, we have been through some stuff. But we serve a God that's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But we are also in the times of dispensation. What that means is that God is doing a new thing. And he needs the new people that's going to show up the new way and not be afraid to not be traditional or religious.
Yeah.
Come on now. Because if you already got, we got to shift our minds and our hearts and hear. Because, you know, we got a whole world out here that we have to be the light of, right,
yes,
Laura?
Yes.
You know, so we are the light of the world and the salt of the earth.
Yes.
Bring your flavor. Bring the whole package of who you are. And God can do something with you, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm just excited about it. So we were just now jamming on Donald Lawrence. Y'all go there and listen, let the word work. Because the word works when you work it. All you have to do is pick it up, read it, believe it. Because what God, this is what love letters, which is. Fire! Fire! Come on, Lord. So let's get in the Word. Because the Word works when you work it. And we're going to go to Hebrews 4, 12 through 13. So let's travel to the book of Hebrews this morning. I'm so excited.
Vamos al libro de Hebreos 4, versículo 12, 13. Thank you for your patience.
Thank
I
you.
Read it in Spanish and my son will read it in
yes,
English.
Yes, I will.
We're reaching out to all the Spanish yes. community around the world. And I thank God for the opportunity.
Hallelujah.
La palabra de Dios
es lumbre, es fuego.
Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo, manifesta en nuestros corazones.
Woo.
And God's love that
is which is fire.
La palabra de Dios dice en Hebreos 4, 12 y 13.
Come on down.
Por lo tanto, amando hermanos, cuidado a ser. Búrense de que ninguno de ustedes tenga un corazón maligno en incrédulo que los aleje de Dios vivo.
Wow. Hallelujah. So that's 12?
Oh, oh, right. Oh, it's 12 and 13.
No, you don't have to read 13. Let's just stay at 12. So we can break this word down.
Okay.
Because God, I'm telling you, the word works it when we work it, America. A lot of times we get into the word and we read it, but we're not working the word. We just read it and we put it down and we sit it down, whether it's in our spirit. We don't activate it. So we have to activate it in order to really be able to walk it out. And we really don't have to do a lot but stand up in. Right, Laura?
Tenemos que activar la palabra.
Yes.
La leemos muy rápido.
Because in Hebrews 4 and 12 it says, for the word, and the word is here, this is the word. For the word of God is. Hey, what? Did you read my word? Help
no,
us,
didn't.
Lord.
No, I didn't. Hold on.
Okay, here we go.
That's what I was like. Let's see, I highlighted the wrong one. I'm so
that's
sorry.
That's okay, Lord. Okay. It's all good. We needed that word too, so the word works.
English.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Okay.
Your
number 12. Right here. All right. I was like,
there it is. Come on.
Okay. I'm going to have to get me a Bible that has the letters a little bit bigger.
This one's a giant print.
A giant, because yeah. These are my glasses, y'all. But thank you for your patience.
Hallelujah.
It says, pues la palabra de Dios es viva.
Woo!
Y poderosa. Y lo dice, es más importante que cualquier espada de filos.
Come on.
Y luego dice, penetra entre el alma y el espíritu, entre la articulación y la, y la medula del hueso.
Hallelujah.
Y lo dice, deja al descubierto nuestros pensamientos y deseos más Más is íntimo.
Come on now.
Gloria
Hallelujah.
A Dios.
So, Laura, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming back
yeah.
and doing what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So listen, in the King James Version, the word of the Lord reads, for the word of God. Now, if you don't get nothing else, get this today. This right here is so powerful. The word of God is quick. Ain't nothing slow about God, nor his word. It's quick and powerful. Wow. We be thinking we got to be quick. We be thinking we got to be the powerful. But it's God's word and sharper than any two-edged sword. Now, that's pretty darn sharp. If you go look at a sword, go to a museum, wherever you got to go, take the word with you. Get an understanding of what God is saying. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. That's deep, y'all. And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So that's what the word of God does. I'm telling you. So even when you have good things in your heart, the word of God is the discerner.
Dice la palabra que es cortante de cualquier espada de filos penetrada entre el alma y en el espíritu.
Come on now. He's the discerner of our thoughts. Come on now. And the intent. What you trying to do, America? What you trying to do this morning? Because I'm telling you, God is his word. It will check you. Y'all know how to. Come on. Y'all know how. Back in the day, we used to listen to the song. I still probably listen to it if I heard it today. I'd be like, check yourself. Y'all remember that? Don't be acting like y'all don't know because y'all been saved 15 years. Okay? I love that because we got to. That's and another song I like that lines up with this is Michael Jackson. Y'all know how he's like, I'm starting with a mirror. Start with yourself, because when you be pointing the finger at me, you got one, two, three, point back at you. Okay, so, you know, and it takes me to another scripture. That's why the word work, when you're working, you got to put it in a tablet of your heart. I ain't got to open this up. It also, it takes you to where he said, how you going to try to take the speck out of mine, and you got a big plank in yours?
A big log.
Because when I heard the deal, a telephone pole, just do the math. Look outside. Right now, you'll see a telephone pole, and then look at the toothpick. Okay, so come on, America. We got to get serious about this. If you've got a big telephone pole in your eye, and even though I may have a toothpick in mine, and you come in to take it out of my eye, you done hit me in the head with your telephone pole. Okay? You done knocked me out trying to help me. How many of us have done that? Been there, done that. So.
All right,
that's why the word is like a two-edged sword. It will check you and say, what you doing? I'm going to need you to handle you before you try to handle her. Because now get over there and pray for her while I slowly take the telephone pole out your eye. No, really. We just talk about what God talks about. So it's really comical, but it's so real. You know, it's good to laugh about the greatness and the goodness of God. But also it's real. So you got to find the balance in it. And learn that we are simply a people that's trying to hear the heart of God, right?
Right.
And what God says, so how do we get in alignment, Father, with what you're trying to teach us? Because
yes.
I don't want to do it like Laura. We're doing it together, but I want to do it like you, God.
Yes.
And I want to do it the way you're telling me to do it, and I know supernatural is not going to make sense, and the people are going to talk about me anyway, but it's okay.
For real.
Because I'm trying to serve and please you, Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
That matters. That's right.
And if we get out of trying to please people, doing it the way they do it, how they do it, but God didn't tell you to do it, and then when it don't work, you get mad at them people, get mad at God, and then you got yourself in a difference. And you be trying to, how did I get, and then, oh, okay, Holy Ghost, here we go. Then you stop coming to church. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Then you get mad at the pastor because they saw you in the stuff. You saw them, but they didn't see you, and they didn't see you, so yeah, you stop coming. And then we have the nerve to call that church hurt. The church hurt me. You're going to be on this earth, you're going to be hurt. But what did God say do? He told you that I trust you in this ministry. Get back over there and stop trying to leave the church, because that's what people do. The world is designed to hurt you.
If there's even a sometimes a family member,
yeah.
Or even at your job.
Absolutely.
It's going to happen.
But look, when the people hurt you at the job, you go back.
Hello?
Can I get
trust
right there?
I don't know.
Yeah, but you don't go back to church. You just shut it down and say, that church hurts. We got to stop that. We got to grow up and get in the face of God for yourself, and then you pray for that person that hurts you.
Yes, amen.
That's what you do. You say, Lord, help them because I love them, and they need your help, and I promise you, they're coming back, right, Lord?
Yeah, and they're God's children.
Yeah.
They're not where you at,
and they'll come back.
Warriors.
So we got to be real about it. We got to stop allowing things, our emotions to guide us into darkness, because that's where you go. If you stay emotional, then your emotions will dictate your life, and then it'll tell you to not get in the face of God and get in the place of God, and then you run off, and then you uncover. Can we say that?
Woo, amen.
And when you become uncovered, by any means necessary, things will come against you, and it will overtake you.
Yeah, and your emotions can be very deceiving, because there's many people in prison right now that they follow their emotions.
That's right.
And
it's a lot of people even worse than that they did.
Yes.
Because they was in a place where they let their emotions take them there. But emotions can't do nothing that you don't let them do.
Yes.
And I know we're talking about the word, because this is in the word.
Yes.
And the word works when you work it. You got to work the word, America. You got to stop saying, well, God, you said right here in your words that, can I go to Luke 6:38? Okay, that's what the news. And I'm telling you, realistically, if y'all really hear what God is saying, we have been taught in Luke 6:38, you can pull it up, write it down, just take the notes and go back, that with the same measure, and most preachers have taught that this is about money, and it's not. With the same measure that you give, what are you giving? If you give in love, it shall be measured back to you. And then it tells you how. Good measure. What? Let's go to the kitchen, America, to the sugar jar. Everybody loves to put their sugar in the sugar jar. And that's where we shake it down. Come on! And then we pour some more in until it fills its loving. Don't you know that that's your measure of love? If you are giving joy, then your measure should be joy, and it should be pressed down, shaken together, and run over. Shall men or mankind give into your bosom? So when you see me running this over, that's because that's my measure. You know, a lot of people say, when you're doing, you moving too fast. That's what they tell me. And I be laughing like, okay, I do, but I move when God moves. So God, let's go back over here. The word of God is quick. What part of that y'all don't understand? So I'm not moving slow, because God is moving what? Quick and powerful. Come on, y'all. Y'all better catch up and get on the train. Because this train is moving, and guess who's driving it? It's God.
Yeah.
And guess who's serving the meal? It's Jesus. So everybody say, well, can you stop the train so I can get on? No. We're not stopping trains. Don't you know trains keep moving? That's why they call locomotives. They keep moving. They go to the depot. Sometimes you got to stop and get you some rest. But you can't stop a moving train for people that's trying to, you got to run and jump on and come on. Right? I'm just talking about what God's talking about. Good morning, Miss Judy Johnson. To God be the glory. So, Laura, we ain't even got to 14 yet. And this word is so powerful. It's quick and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And if you think about a two-edged sword, it said two-edged. Come on now. Listen, and we got to be careful what we speak into, because when we speak it, it's going to manifest, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. We got to know that. God is not playing with us. And listen, God's trying to trust you with some stuff, America. If he can't trust you with the little, he can't give you the much. But we want the much and don't want to steward the little. And y'all know we love to teach on stewardship, because that's a powerful thing to learn how to, and it's not just things, it's people too. If you steward the people, you say you love them, but you got to steward it. Everybody want to be together when it's only good. See, we got to know what covenant is.
Yes, amen.
Covenant is the good, y'all know, the bad and the ugly.
That's
we say for better, for worse. And y'all just think that's a marriage? For better, for worse, for sickness and health, to death do us part. That's the word, and it works when you work it. So if you can't hang out with me only when things are just good, then you was never really there for me. It was all about you. So we got to learn how to have the right mindset the right heart, because right here it says that the two-edged sword is piercing unto the dividing of asunder. And it is also of the soul and the spirit and of the joints and the marrow. That's deep. And the only reason God breaking this word down like this, because he wants you to understand how deep his word will cut you, okay, and is a discerner. So stop acting like God don't know, because he knows.
Amen.
He's the discerner of your thoughts. Because see, it's got to start here. Everything starts in the mind. He's a discerner of and the intent of the heart. So this takes me to my new chapter in the new book that I have set my chapters off. And there's a portion in this chapter that says that I so prayed that when I was a younger girl, I wish somebody had told me that everything started in your heart. Because we walk around for years and decades. Some people centuries, but decades with awful hearts. And then, why you don't like nobody? But you say, I love Jesus, the one you ain't never seen. And then you don't even love the one you see every day. Woo, come on. Come on, America.
God's creation.
Yes.
God created them.
All because they ain't acting like the way you think they should act. Well, just work on how you act. Because you ain't acting like a leader. I remember my old cousin told me that. You're not acting like a leader. I said, watch me lead him away from you. Okay? Watch me. So, I'm just saying. You're not acting like a leader, and people will charge you up, too, just because you say, I'm a daughter of the Most High. You're going to get charged up because they got the big microscope on you.
Oh, yes.
The big light. Yeah, but you're supposed to be the light. That's what I love about Brother Tim. Every Sunday, he comes with sunglasses on because he said, y'all so bright up in here. I got to wear my sunglasses. And I salute him for that. I don't know what church you can go to and be saluted for wearing your sunglasses, but that's the house of glory. Come on.
Right.
Yes. It's the truth, right, Lord? So to God be the glory. So, Lord, before we go to 14, let's take a commercial break. So, nobody called in, so don't nobody want the book, obviously. So if you want this amazing book, Sober Prayers Volume 2, give us a comment and let us know.
646-668-2247.
So we're going to talk about the House of Glory a little bit. So listen, guys, I'm so excited because Pastor Ferry is ministering this week. She ministers on the fourth Sunday. Leah and Tim, they minister on the fifth Sunday of whatever month that falls under. So you guys are in for a treat. So listen. This is what I want to encourage the pastors in America about. If you have people in your ministry and they are serving and they have the right heart, because you got to know the intent of the heart. We should open that thing up and give them room to be what God's calling them to be. Because it's so important that we allow other people time to minister. Because it's iron sharpens iron, right, Laura?
Yes.
We have to sharpen
yes.
one another. Yes. It's not about, that's your assignment as a pastor. Is to birth them into the place where God is calling them. Give them room to move and breathe and even make mistakes.
Yes.
And then you be right there to pick them up and catch
and
them,
help them
and help them and navigate them, you know, in the birthing of who they're called to be in the kingdom. You know,
yes.
we all started as babies,
yes.
fumbling through our faith,
yes.
not really knowing whether we're coming or going. I love the way Pastor Burns used to say it, the twist in between. We don't know, but it's the grooming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we should also be grooming them to do greater things than what we're doing.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
The mandate of a great leader. And stop be worrying about if they're going to preach better than you. Hello!
Amen.
I can't wait to get preached too. Come on with it, Pastor Ferry.
Yes.
Help
me.
Yeah.
Amen.
So we got to understand that it's not about us. And when we get out of that mentality, your ministry will grow leaps and bounds. More than you could ever thought or imagine. Right,
yes.
Laura?
Yes, that's why when I met Pastor Marlon, I knew she was my twin.
Hallelujah.
That was my heart, too, that, I mean, I was like, Lord, there's so much I want to do, but even though I struggle with my English at times or reading, but I know you're still going to use me. Just connect me with somebody that has radical faith and just believe it, because I know you have all these promises for me to be blessed, to be a blessing, and encourage and lift
Hallelujah.
Up and help others, because there's so much hurt and division
mm-hmm.
in the church, and boom, I'm at
boom. Boom, it was just like that too.
And then I said, I'm not asking, I'm expecting. And even though I do it outward,
right.
outreach, and you do inward, you're all
yeah.
learning about entrepreneurs and more things like that. okay?
Come
and
on, Laura.
Business, and when I know there's people that have organizations or business, I tell them, you got to come to the mansion, or you got to come to the Happy Glory, or come over here, you know, and God has connected me with some amazing organization and people and entrepreneurs and outreach leaders, and it's just my heart to know them because we all have an assignment, and I love to pray and intercede for others, and I know God has intercede praying for me,
absolutely,
too,
absolutely.
And that's how we're for me, that's how we're that's how the body of Christ should be, and I get blessed when I'm seeing other God promoting others, ministering, or lifting up, or blessing, or whatever God's doing, it just blesses my heart, because I know the one who's going to get glorified
is
Him,
you know? Lord, that's the intent of the heart. That's what
yeah.
we're talking about.
Yeah.
If your intent, God knows that. That's why He opens the doors, because
yeah.
He can trust you in that door. A lot of people want it for just for somebody else.
Yeah.
Instead of really wanting to do the work of the Father.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why when we collided and we met and we knocked on the door that day, I was really locked the door.
Yeah.
And God knew that I needed you. But I asked Him. So that's why we're talking about the word works when you work it. What are you talking to God about? What are you confessing? Because you can't possess it unless you confess it.
Yeah.
That's how it happens.
Yeah.
You know, but it's all about what you believe. If you don't believe that, as we were being taken in our radio, this is 7 years we've been doing this radio. If you have not been in the face of God saying, I can't do this by myself, especially if you want to do an hour show, and do all this you want me to do, Facebook Live, studio, we do a simultaneous show, three portions. It's not one radio show that do what we do. We do the blog, we do Facebook, and we have a studio audience, all in one. And I thank God for that, because He trusted us with it. He trusts us with the studio audience, because we have to engage them, because without them, we wouldn't have that.
And another thing about, you know, when God brought me out of my four walls at City Chapel, which is my home church, mm-hmm. I've been moving for a long time, God told me that He was going to connect me with other warriors and we all were going to help each other. You know that Nalise and Jack and Pastor Marlowe, you know, we all have our home church.
Right.
And we visit each other, you know, like visit the House of Glory. And it's not about, because we're the same.
We are. We're the church.
So sometimes people tell me, like, how can you go over there and deal with, you know, but they don't understand the vision or the calling that has for me. But then they're learning. They're like, you know what? But God's been telling me to them to go over here, and I'm going to not be, and be open to change, to the new things that God's bringing in, you know, and see what He does. And I'm like, yeah, do it, you know? And so He's not going to mislead you. He's going to guide you to His path, you know, what He wants you to be to use you. Because we're His mouthpiece, you know, all of us, wherever He leads us, we're His mouthpiece. And all of us are learning. And so for me, it's exciting, you know? And I'm just grateful and thankful for that.
But you have to have the right mind.
Yeah.
A lot of people, and this is just the truth. Y'all know I ain't scared to tell the truth. Okay, so that's what people do. So you have some pastors that make you feel like you're betraying them. If you go and connect with another ministry and push that ministry, but allow yourself to be used by God and quit trying to serve your pastor and serve God.
Yes. Amen.
And then your pastor will eventually line up. And then he will be in your face saying, well done. That is awesome. Teach me how to do that. You know, I learned a lot from Laura. She says she learned a lot from me, but I learned a lot from her on how to really push myself in the next dimension from glory to glory. You know, we have to be mindful that we need each other, you know. And that's why we talk about the each one, reach one.
Yes.
Because that's really what we're assigned to do. It's all about soul winning.
Yes.
Everything.
It's all about soul winning. Renee is watching. And it's just like when I got connected with Compassion for Christ, that's where I met Renee. And then I met Edward. And then I met many other lawyers. And here we're all doing live.
That's it. We're doing
live. You know, and I was told that I wasn't ready not to go, not to do it. Well, I want to be in that area, and that I might get hurt, or I don't know, crazy something said, and I was like, but I have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and trust Him.
Come on.
Even though a little bit fear did try to kick in, a little bit, and He had to remind me, who are you?
That's right.
Oh, daughter of the Most High God, I'm of Jesus, and it's about assignment.
Yeah.
That's why I say every day, God, give me a divine appointment, a divine connection for your glory,
right.
And He does it every time, And so I thank God for that. So God's speaking to you right now. He's telling you, telling you, you have an assignment, you know what he's telling you to do, do it. We encourage you. You got nothing to lose. So if anything, you're going to gain for being obedient to him.
That's the truth. Now,
yes.
We start teaching them. We put in a commercial. How about? Okay. That's how it is. Okay. So I want to talk about this amazing place that is located here in Pantego, hashtag Arlington. And I know y'all going to see and say, Marlo, you promote Gatlin's? Well, but anyway, I'm bad. Okay. what you say, Father Jack? Okay. So it's called Kings of Wings. And it does say in Backers, and they do serve that stuff. But I'm talking about the food, America.
We're talking about the food.
This food, they got snow cones, too. So if you just want to get all up in yourself, they tell me, I can't believe, y'all know I'm going to get some letters. I can't believe the pastor's talking about some Backers. Well, get you one. Y'all listen. Okay.
Talking about the food.
Woo!
When you go across the border, or you go to
the
same town, they have alcohol, okay?
Yes, so
we're talking about the food.
Yes, so this is called King of Wings, and it's right here at 1110 South Bowen Road. It's just around the corner from the mansion, and we hung out there this weekend. It was so awesome. I just told the owner, I just appreciate it because out of all the people that were in the business, he individually makes you feel like you're the only person there. That's awesome. That when you really can be in a facility or a business or a restaurant and people make you feel like you're the only people there, that's powerful.
Yeah.
Okay?
You don't get that
in the restaurant. So we want to, just love on these people. They're amazing people of God, and they're just trying to run a business. And I'm going to tell you something. Corona ain't got nothing on what Jesus got. Okay,
amen.
He's the way maker, the miracle worker, the promise keeper, and the light in the darkness. That is who he is.
My kids love chicken wings.
Come on now, they're really good. And then they have all other kind of foods. They have chicken and waffles. I'm telling you, this place is so awesome. So we just want to be a vessel of promoting their business on our platform. And they didn't ask us to do it. I just felt compelled to do it. And as I talked to the man, because he didn't know really what he could be connected to around the corner from him either, to where you could be set free. We are a kingdom company, okay? Everything we do here is considerably, we go to the Father before we do anything. We have an amazing spa here. Let's talk about that. So remember, Kings of Wings, wait a minute, Kings of Wings in Bakery, but they have snow cones too. Okay, that's the name. They do Uber Eats, they do all that, so you can order, they can bring the food to you. So anyway, I just wanted to talk about these mighty people of God who really have an entrepreneurial mindset, and see, that's what we have to do. We have to lock on and hold each other up, even in the times when the pandemic came. But I tell you what, I just cursed the pandemic at the roots. I say, cast away Corona. Because Jesus is realer than you could ever.
Woo!
Okay? And you have to know that. And that's why we have to stay covered, right, Laura? And know what God is doing. But I do want to take a minute to talk about the spa. Here, it's located at 2702. It's right directly behind the mansion. We have an amazing lash tech by the name of Sharday Hunter. Okay? She does lashes. She does facials. She's so professional. She's just an almighty woman. And we just thank God for her being at this facility. She's been over here over a year, right? She's been here over a year. Her business is going leaps and bounds. And then we have the amazing doTERRA advocate here. I'm getting ready to schedule this amazing, that you guys do with the oil? Aroma Touch.
Gary, waiting for you to come make
come
an appointment.
Now, if you guys want to get an Aroma Touch with some natural oils, these oils are essential oils. They're the real deal, okay?
Yes.
And not only that, we're going to backdoor that with a massage because some things are going on. What you say? Like Papa Jack. What you say? And I'm so excited about it. So we got to hit the reset, recalibrate, and let's do things. But we are so blessed to be a blessing.
And let me tell you, I'm a witness.
Come on, Laura.
Dalise gave me an aroma touch, and I had pain in my neck for like, God is my witness, for the longest time. And after that aroma touch, to this day, I have not had no pain on my neck.
Hallelujah.
And God healed whatever it was that was trying to come against my body for a long time.
It's just like. It's just like the word said here in Hebrew.
Listen, her hands. She anointed her hands.
It's beautiful because I'm telling you, and they speak the word.
Yes.
They speak the word,
yes.
And the word works because the word is quick. What? Good morning, Evelyn. Thank you for tuning in, beautiful. So we're just so excited about what God is doing here at this Kingdom Conference. Trust me, every seed that you sow her or every service you have, it does not fall on anything but fertile ground.
Yes.
Healing comes. That's why
yes.
her healing was there.
Yes.
Because
yes.
we are serious about what God is saying
yes.
here.
Yes.
And we have so much going on here. We have the House of Glory like we just talked about. We have the full service on here. We have the media that we have. And then we have a brand new studio for Roku TV. So let me tell y'all about Roku. We are already, y'all know we've been prophesying this. Well, I feel like this. We are now on Roku TV.
Yes.
So go to the Roku, and we are part of a streaming channel, and it's called Queendom Talk.
Look
it up and program us in. Come on.
Roku TV. Look it up. We're in there.
Yeah. And if you want to be on the Roku TV to promote your business, your ministry, your media, your music, your book, whatever you want to promote, you can contact us. Send me an email at themansionmediastudio@yahoo.com. And you too can be, you know, in front of 18 million views every week. So we're just excited about what God is doing. And I want to salute and thank Sherry Bronson of Bronson Media for just pushing me to be everything that God called me to be in this dimension.
Yes.
See, that's the
that's
thing about, that's what we started, just being a blessing to Sherry. Want to bless her, push her, love her.
Yes.
And God said, in that fertile ground, you will. And I'm telling you, I was just trying to connect with her to push her. But God told her, no, you turn in return, push her.
Yes.
That's how we go, America.
And my lady, because we have Roku, she wants to watch, you know, because I share my testimony with Sherry Rock and media, and many of us were.
Right.
And she always wants to watch it. I'm like, she really wants it.
That's beautiful.
One more time. And of course, I'm not going to say no. Grandma, do they just watch Mama Susan or do they just watch Khalil?
They
watch your show today.
That's so beautiful. And now you can watch it on
Freedom
Talk. Remember?
And now you can watch it on Freedom Talk.
So listen, and this is so powerful. We have to take the time to say these things because you got to know that what's for us is what's for you. We serve the same God. Okay, so in return, with us all being connected, all of us, we're all doing life together. That's what we call it because it's what it is. Do you think that God will allow me to be on the platform and not allow Laura, not allow Dalise, not allow Susan, not allow Terry, not allow all of us that are doing life virus? All of us. That's powerful. So when you understand that what happens for me must happen for you. That's a must. That's a commandment. Those that seek God must worship him in spirit and in truth. It's a must. It's a must said on my life. I don't know about you, America. If God said, go to Genesis. It'll say, God said, and God said, and God said. And then in the end, it was. So what are you saying? Because the word works when you work it. You got to work it. You can't be watching everybody else. Ask God, what do you want me to do, God? What is specifically designed that you would have me to do in your kingdom on earth? Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. And where? As it is in heaven. It will be on earth. And you got to know that you can still have heaven while you are on earth. We ain't got to wait to get to heaven, to get some of heaven. That's what the word says. I don't know if you believe it or not, but I believe it, and I'm just crazy enough to believe it.
And then put no limitations.
Yeah, come on, Laura.
Greater
He's limitless.
Your life to be blessed, to be a blessing, to be open-minded to new things, you know, for His glory, and so I just thank God for all the opportunities.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's why I'm like, I don't want to miss no opportunity that God has for me because I know that when I'm open-minded to His will, mm-hmm. He has to be His mind.
It does.
But I know that many blessings and many manifestations show His way through his glory and His glory.
It is.
You know, serving God is a
It is. But it's not always Sunday, though.
Yeah, it's not
no,
always
we
Sunday.
Have our trials. Y'all know I get delivered every day from one slap me. I do. So it's a daily deliverance for me. Okay. So, but lately I ain't been wanting to slap nobody. I'm just gonna tell the truth. So hopefully I'm totally healed from that. But if sometimes that thing rises up and I'll be like, if you don't, okay. stop it, actually. Right, Laura? So we're going to roll on in the word because we're talking about the word works when you work it. And we are in Hebrew chapter 4. Laura and I, we just read 12. Let's read 13, Laura.
Okay.
What does the word of the Lord say? Which is fire.
The Holy Spirit continue to manifest in our hearts. El Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando en los corazones. En Hebreos 4:13, la palabra de Dios dice: no hay nada en toda la creación a Dios. Todo está desnudo y expuesto ante sus ojos. Y Él, a Él quien rendimos cuenta.
Read 14 to Laura.
That was 14.
You didn't read 14?
Oh, 14.
Yeah, read 14.
Cristo nuestro sumo sacerdote. Okay, yes. Por lo tanto, ya que tenemos un gran sumo sacerdote que entre el cielo, Jesús, el Hijo de Dios, sémonos a lo que creemos.
Hallelujah. The word of the Lord reads in Hebrews 4 and we read 12. So 13 and 14 says, neither is there any creature, we are all new creatures in Christ Jesus, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. The 14 says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed unto the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, so let us hold fast to our profession. So what that is saying, what are you professing? What are we holding fast to? What are we believing? What are we saying? Because God's eyes are open. They're open. He can see everything, everybody. He's omnipresent. He can see us all at the, he can be in New York while we in Arlington, all at the same time, and see and meet the need. So we have to understand, this is the word says, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. God sees. That's what the word of God is telling us. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. That's amazing. That's very powerful. That's very confirming. That's telling you, you can't hide nothing from God. That's what he's telling you. He sees everything. He hears everything. Trust me, he does. So, Laura, we're already done? What happened? What happened, America? Where did the time go? That lets you know that we don't own time.
And this is the blog radio, so we gotta promote the blog radio.
We do.
We have to have commercials.
We do.
And because there's so much.
We have
so much here.
Yeah.
And mansion with books and house of glory.
Oh, yeah.
So just remember.
The spa. Don't forget
spa,
that. And don't forget the Roku TV.
Yes.
Studio.
Yes, and we
got
to have the men's edition on Monday.
Monday. Monday.
Oh,
and then on Thursday, don't forget the wellness show.
Yes.
If you want to learn how to get your body in alignment and walk out the things of God in a natural way, come on, America. We thank God because he has made provision for the people of God to bring the right wealth. And the real wealth is your health.
Yes.
And we thank God for that. And I'm telling you, these people, they're amazing. They're
right.
Amazing people of God. They invest in their pastors. They
right.
Make sure that we are healthy. They don't play with us
right.
With that. And you better get up and take some vitamins. You better get up and take them so that you can have longevity.
Yeah.
So that you can do the things for the Father and not be sick. Because
yeah.
Ain't nothing God can do with some sick people.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
If we're sick, we get weary and well-doing.
Yeah.
So get yourself together, America, and get over here and
yes.
Get these vitamins and learn how to do life and do it more.
Yes.
Amen, Lord.
Amen.
So obviously,
amen.
We're going to be concluding this teaching, but we're going to teach it until God tells us not to teach it.
Yes.
Because you got to understand, we are in the last half of this year, America.
Yes.
We've had a mind-blowing, life-changing situation, which is the pandemic.
Yes.
But it's not what you're going through, it's how you're going to come out on the other side. So, that's what we're here to teach and promote and to help you shift your mind and
yes.
Work the word with the word.
Amen. And we still have openings for anybody
oh,
that's just watching, that's tuning in right now, that's watching, and God has put something in your heart and you're scared about sharing.
Yeah. You can do your own show.
What days do we have?
We have Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays.
On our show, pray about it and